Growing up, we didn't have the best role models when it came to conflict resolution or understanding our own emotions. It was seen as weak for being a crybaby, so to speak. Oftentimes, again, I would lock myself in my room. I would get upset or overwhelmed at life. And like, when we're children, we don't know really what to do unless like we have someone supporting us and walking us through these things. When I was in my room, I realized how I felt like I was back in my younger self's body, feeling hurt, feeling like people didn't care about my emotions, feeling alone, feeling like I was the only one that had emotions to this extent. Hello, welcome to Strong Women Stick Together, and I'm your host, Victoria Nicole. This is where we commit to our healing journey. There are so many moments where I realized that I needed to do healing work, that it would be impossible to count on one hand, or even two. Thinking back, every person in my family showed signs of childhood wounds when they would speak at one point or another. It was insane now looking back how many times I have triggered someone or where people just felt triggered in my family due to something happening. When you're around people enough, you tend to see what hurts and what stings. But until that person recognizes that they need to do healing work or some sort of inner work, they won't really realize it themselves or even get the help. And that happened to me. I still show my need for inner work even throughout my healing. I can say that I've been in this world of trying to heal for the past 7 to 10 years or so. I would say like 10 years ago, I knew it was important, but I didn't really take active measures to try to heal. And then 7 years ago, I tried to heal, but I still wasn't very active in the healing process. I was learning more about myself, but I didn't know or I didn't dig deep enough to really get to the root of what was happening that caused me to feel the way that I felt. So I was still in it, but not really to the extent that I'm really focusing on now in my healing journey. The other day, my cousin came over to my house with his wife and their new baby. It was like a happy hour that we had for the family to celebrate the baby's 2 month birthday. The baby getting her shots for the first time. A little side note, I know this is a controversial topic. Who knew that getting shots would be controversial in some way? I get the different presidency candidates, but getting shots, it's something I didn't really think about 10 years ago, and definitely not me. Like, I did not know that this would be something that would be controversial. This is something that was implemented into our public health systems for decades. So, whichever spiritual girlie knew this 10 to 20 years ago, please let me know and please contact me because I would definitely want to follow you. You never know, you might discover when robots or aliens are going to take over the world, and I would love to learn about that beforehand, you know what I mean? Back to my story, because I can't get over those little side notes. In this happy hour, my mom was holding the baby. She was kind of like a baby hog all night. She might have some baby fever hidden, very deeply hidden. Once you get to 30, your family members tend to really put pressure on creating babies and living off the family legacy. It's just kind of a thing now after I turned 30. Furthermore, after some time, the baby fell asleep in my mom's arms. And around that time, everybody decided it would be the perfect time to have me hold the baby. She was very comfortable before, and the moment she was placed into my arms, she began to cry. After some attempts to try to calm her down, I tried repositioning her. She was cradled in my arms. I tried to put her up a little bit. I tried to bounce her. I was doing all that I could, but I do not have a baby. My cousin grabbed her. He thought it could be like she was hungry. So he fed her and she kind of calmed down. Over some period of time, he would feed her, he would burp her, he would feed her again. There was one point where he was like, you know what? Here you go. He decided to give me the baby to burp, place the little burping towel or burping little blanket thing on my shoulder. He placed her down, and there I was attempting to burp a baby that I've never burped before. I've never burped any babies before. Let me tell you, it is not that easy to burp a baby. I had a bunch of people trying to tell me what to do, when to do it, how hard to hit the baby. How are you gonna tell me to hit a baby harder? Isn't that against what we believe in? Hitting babies? I don't know. So they were trying to get me to like tap this baby. This is a 2-month-old. They're definitely fragile creatures. Any baby, I don't know if you guys have done CPR. But when they ask you to do CPR on like babies or even like toddlers, they have you do it with 2 fingers. They never have you do your entire body weight because you can break their ribs. Here I was, everybody trying to tell me how to burp a baby, and I'm over here like frustrated, overwhelmed, and thankfully, my cousin's wife, she was my savior for the night. She grabbed the baby. I was frustrated. She was able to burp her, and it took a little bit of time, but she did her thing. I was just so overwhelmed. And after that, people were still telling me how to burp this baby. And I'm like, first, I've never burped a baby before. Second, has anybody else had 11 people stare at them while they're trying to burp a baby? I'm not trying to be on stage burping this baby. That's when I really realized, oh, something's going on here. Because I lashed out. I said to everyone, have you guys had 11 people stare at you while you're trying to burp a baby? Because everybody kept telling me like what I was doing that was wrong. I definitely would wait 2 months before going places with my baby if all you're gonna tell me is what I'm doing right and wrong all the time. I did feel so overwhelmed. After that, I kind of was like, oh, I need to go. Because if I did not leave, I would either lash out even more, and that's not the type of vibe that I'm trying to have during a happy hour. And also, I would have like just started crying. And that's exactly what I did. I later went to my room and I shed a few tears. I felt so overwhelmed, like, on top of the fact that I am 30, which is socially seen as a decline for women having children. I have my own like health issues having PCOS, and that might actually cause some problems when trying to conceive. It really did feel a lot happening at once that I know wasn't intended to be malicious, but just because something's not intended to be malicious doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. When I was in my room, I remembered multiple times as a kid going to my room to cry. When I felt hurt, when someone said something that hurt me, all I wanted to do was be alone and cry in my room. I really felt like I was back as a kid. It was like a complete flashback. I was in my room as a kid, I was crying, and I was holding on to my stuffed animal at the time. I felt like a kid. I felt like I was back in my little, childhood body. It was a lot at that moment. And eventually, I was able to kind of dust myself off, wipe my tears, and go back to like have fun at the party. When I was younger, I wouldn't be able to do that. When I was younger, I would really feel upset, and I would really stay in my room for a lot longer than I guess everybody else would have liked because I didn't know how to understand my emotions. Growing up, we didn't have the best role models when it came to conflict resolution or understanding our own emotions. It was seen as weak for being a crybaby, so to speak. Oftentimes, again, I would lock myself in my room. I would get upset or overwhelmed at life. And like, when we're children, we don't know really what to do unless like we have someone supporting us and walking us through these things. When I was in my room, I realized how I felt like I was back in my younger self's body, feeling hurt, feeling like people didn't care about my emotions, feeling alone, feeling like I was the only one that had emotions to this extent. The comment I made the first time you did it, "Did you have 11 people staring at you?" was showing me my childhood wound. The wound made me feel ashamed that maybe I won't be a good mother, or maybe I won't be able to be a mother at all. Even as I was planning this episode, I teared up. The process of inner work and our childhood wound healing, or healing any sorts of wounds at all, is very uncomfortable. It takes a lot of work, a lot of energy to learn about ourselves, to take time to go deep into what has hurt us, what we want to adjust, what do we want to make adjustments on. And through understanding what causes us to lash out, we can do the inner work and healing, which in return can improve our relationships with others. If you like this podcast, be sure to leave a review, subscribe, follow, and share it with your friends. Stay tuned to next week's episode. Don't forget to answer the question on Spotify. Bye for now.